And welcome back to Thornvale. I'm excited to get started as always, but before we do, let me invite you to join us over on The Actual Place. That is our Discord server where we have a great time hanging out with our fans and other people's fans and just have a wonderful time talking about games and shows. There's all sorts of fun stuff happening there all the time, including pets. Sometimes we talk about pets. I guess Andrew and I recently had a surprise. We found a kitten.
Yes. We didn't say this in the last episode?
Yeah.
We didn't say this in the last episode?
No.
Because we weren't sure we were going to keep her yet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, long story short is we adopted a stray cat from the field outside of our house because she was on our back porch and malnourished. And after we brought her to the vet, she's all good. She just has some worms that they're getting rid of. So
baby.
No diseases, all the good stuff.
Her name is Pepper. Yeah. Because I found her picking onions and peppers in my backyard, in my garden.
An onion isn't a very good name.
Susanna picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Susanna pick?
If your cat's name is Onion, we're not saying it's a bad name for that cat, but for our cat, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I named her Pepper, and she's the sweetest thing. She's
not spicy
so
at all.
Sweet.
Yeah.
She wants to live, like, on my chest, which is nice, because our other two cats do not want to be picked up and cuddled, but Pepper loves to cuddle, and I am enjoying it immensely. Anyways, we just wanted to tell you about that. If you were on the Discord, you would have known about that already, because we've been talking about it for weeks. We also have a Patreon. If you are interested in hearing a bunch more from us, you want to hear more of our voices, you can spend just $5 a month and get Andrew's awesome Dungeon World show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about where the show is at right now because I said from the get-go that it was going to be very long form, and like I think things will pick up as you guys get farther along, but I'm like releasing like little crumbs, and it's fun to release little crumbs and see what you guys do with them and maybe make connections and maybe not, so we'll see.
Yeah, there's always something going on, but a lot of times Planes of Fate is a lot chiller than
Thornvale.
Yeah,
it is in general a much chiller show. And I keep promising that it won't always be that way, which is true, but I'm not going to spoil things, but I will say that specifically with how I like made the world building, there are reasons why they don't just like know what's going on and why they're not imminently in threat all the time.
Yeah, but I still feel like I know nothing and we're like 90 episodes into the show. Yeah. So. But it's great. We're having a wonderful time.
Yeah, I'm having a fun time pranking them all the time. There is a specific character that has been around for weeks now at this point that has brought a lot of joy to me and most of the cast, and other members of the cast hate this thing. So, yeah.
One member of the cast hates the thing. Let's be real.
Mechanically, I have no issue. It is events surrounding said character. That is all.
Just listen to the show. You'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. With that, I think we will go ahead and get back into it. But first, let's find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
We fixed Gideon. Finally. It was great to just have that moment of him being back as a normal kid. We went to, celebrate with some drinks in the kitchen. And then Bjorn had one of his visions. Hard to watch them happen. I don't like seeing him like that, but he said he saw the two Thornvales almost colliding, like through a rift portal. So obviously that's a problem. It sounds like the alternates have really escalated things. So we decided to go ask Ori if she had an exact timeline of when this was going to happen. And all she said was 3, which, you know, doesn't really help that much. Without any other options, we decided it was time to try and talk to Hank. But obviously there's some kind of, we sensed it, me and Miguel sensed it when we were in there before, some kind of block keeping him from talking. So first we kind of cleared that block and he was able to speak freely. It's more of the empty man side of him that controlled the conversation. But I tried to tell him that I didn't believe that it was just that side. I believed that Henry was still in there. Eventually, I think I at least kind of got to him, and I was able to get some information out of him about the ritual, how the empty man is a part of him, what powers he has. He said that likely it's only going to be a matter of days before Bjorn and Samantha enact their plan, their ritual that Miguel has set up. But I was able to kind of pull what's left of Henry out and talk to him, and he gave me the key that we need to control him, I guess, which is adding his name at the end of the empty man's name. I came back and talked to the others about it, and I'm not totally comfortable with the plan. I don't like the idea of exerting my will over his, but we're gonna try and gain him as an ally. We decided to go ahead and try while he's unconscious still, see if it'll work. And I said the empty man's name, I said Henry's name, and I felt that same tether like I did when I spoke the empty man's name. But I can tell that he's tethered to someone else too.
Alrighty, guys. You guys are back after having talked to Hank, and you have basically kind of, I don't want to use the word enslaved him. You have sort of attached yourself to Hank. Sammy.
With his permission.
With his permission, technically, yes.
Yeah. I don't like the words that you're using.
I know.
I don't like them.
Hank is currently under your control. But you realize that there is another sort of tether attached to him. Unlike the last time that you were tethered to the empty man, there's definitely someone else still in control of him here.
Okay. Can, first of all, I'm still in the soundproof bubble type thing. The plan was to try and command the empty man to, like, be dormant, right?
That was an idea that you had,
yes. I think so.
Okay, I would like to try to do that. I want to tell the empty man to be dormant so that I could try to talk to Hank, not the empty man. Or we all can.
How do you word this?
Stupid Fae.
That's how I feel looking at the current state of fantasy books lately.
Stupid Fae?
Yeah.
You know, I should have thought of this in the whole week we had off, but I didn't think I was gonna need to be that specific.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, because all the other times I've commanded the empty man, I haven't, like... I guess I'll just say, like, the part of you that is the empty man to be dormant? I don't know. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Alright, you think it worked?
Okay. Then I will drop the soundproof bubble and turn back to the others and kind of shrug and say, I think it worked.
All right. Well, I guess there's only one thing left to do then at this point. That's wake him up.
I think they're all just, or I know at least Henry is standing there very, very tense because he's still waiting for something to go wrong, but he's watching.
One thing before we wake him up, he's tethered to someone else. If that person comes here, they could control him too.
I think Oliver leans forward and says, are they here?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I can't tell.
I mean, I've got a leading theory on who that could be.
I mean, so do I, but theory isn't fact. Is there any way we could confirm this? Or, I mean, if somebody else could, that could be dangerous if we just wake him and hope nobody shows up.
I mean, it would be basically a duel of commands at that point. As long as Sammy keeps making commands, it could keep thwarting whatever that other person commands, so it becomes just ineffectual. But it is dangerous, I agree. I just think that we have a way to combat that if it happens. As far as confirming it, I mean, I think the only way we could know for sure is to actually have that person nearby while Sammy is looking for the tether, which is, of course, not very safe. Now, since you probably think it's the same person that I do, Henry, we could just go ask her if we find her.
Somehow I don't think she would be terribly interested in sharing information.
True, but we just don't know either.
Just to be clear, who do we think this is?
I mean, I think it has to be River. If she was tied to the empty man on our side, I think she was tied to the empty man on their side. So it stands to reason that if somebody else is tethered, then it's her.
Very likely, however, not has to be. There, things have been different. Very likely, but...
Correct. For all we know, Jadis doing what she did created the tether too. It could be Samantha that's tied to him. Or somebody else we're not even thinking about. But my money's currently on River.
Miguel, you didn't happen to include River in the warding spells, did you?
No.
Could you still do that at this point?
Yeah. I guess she could be here.
Yeah, I mean, she'd have no problems coming over.
Yeah.
She could have snuck in already and we never would have known.
It's not like we've been on the lookout for her specifically. So, you want me to wake him up?
Yeah.
Best lead we've got.
And he wheels over to the machine and just kind of like pokes a button. The machine stops making noise and he kind of turns to you guys and he takes the IV out of his arm and he kind of turns to you guys and says, I don't know how long it'll take him to wake up. He doesn't, I mean, I don't even know what's making him go, to be honest.
Maybe we could use this time looking into some more magic from the book. Didn't you say there was a couple more things you wanted to look into, Sammy?
Yeah, there were a couple more spells I wanted to look for, see if I could find, like, maybe something about how the soul magic works. Like, I think that's basically what's powering him right now, is the, like, soul gem in his chest. I want to look for maybe whatever ritual they're using and maybe something to help us get between realities faster.
Yeah, it'd be good that we know we can get back right away if we have to. Henry, maybe you and I could kind of get ourselves ready for doing some recon at the stadium where they're supposedly holding people?
Yeah, yeah.
Just while we're waiting, that is.
Yeah, no problem. As long as someone's here to watch him.
I'll stay here, Miguel says.
Henry turns and starts to head out to his room to gather stuff.
Sammy, you want to try to play with the book again?
Yes,
I don't
want to
play with the book.
The book.
I want to read the book. but yeah, I would like to look through the book again.
Alrighty. Then go ahead and make the book roll, I guess.
Should I name like what I'm looking for first?
Yes, if you don't mind.
I guess the big ritual is, you know, kind of like our big ticket item here. So I guess I would look for that first. I think we need the most time to prepare for it. And the other things, if we can learn about them, would be nice. You know what I mean? Like,
so you want to know like what exactly they're planning on doing?
Yeah, I want to see if there's anything in her spell book that sounds like this ritual they're trying to do to merge the realities.
Then go ahead and use magic for me. Roll weird.
Oh my gosh!
That's not good.
Oh no, it's a five!
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That means I rolled snake eyes plus 3.
Yep.
I really did. I used up all of my luck earlier today when I matched the D100 in our dice game. Should I use my last point of luck?
It's up to you. It is your luck point to use.
So the problem, like I think it's a really tough call because like it's meta, but we are in the final arc. You would be doomed again at the end of the story, and you would not be able to do anything to change, you know, dying, like, you know, taking damage, like all that kind of stuff. But this
is
also literally the thing we need to know. Yeah. Is there anything preventing you from trying again?
You don't know.
Well, the failure is the magic backfires on you. So, the book is gonna do bad things or something. I don't know.
Probably. I can't make this decision.
It's your call if you want to take the hit or use it.
It is probably gonna be a long arc.
Yeah. I think we kind of need this, though. Like, where else are we gonna find information on this ritual, you know?
If Sammy dies before or at the end of this story because she's doomed, I'm gonna be really upset. I know it's not my character. I'm just saying, like, me as a consumer of this story is going to be very upset.
Everyone would be upset, Andrew, but somehow the dice just do things.
Well, I'm not trying to guilt Hannah into it. I just don't think I could do it.
It's entirely possible she's still going to die, but, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true.
I'm going to use it. I think it's important enough to use it. I really do.
All right, then.
Okay. Use my last point of luck.
That's a full success.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
You learn how the spell works and can replicate it or reverse it yourself with a big magic ritual.
Ooh, that's actually a big part of that. I didn't realize that was what the full success is. Like, you can reverse it is huge.
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing where you're coming from now. I still worry, but I think it was the right choice.
I'm very worried. That was my last point of luck for the whole game, unless I managed to level up like twice and get the veteran improvements.
That's true.
Which probably
that's a lot of failure.
It could happen to anybody. It could happen to anybody. It'll happen to me.
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying, like, that's a lot of failure to happen in this last arc without you, like, actually just dying.
While she's doomed. Like, that's the problem.
While you're
doomed. Failure
yeah.
while doomed. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So, Sammy, you sit back down in this circle. Miguel reforms it for you. And you open up the book again. And again, you can see these strange... these runes kind of dancing around your hands as you open up this this book, and you can see in front of your eyes again, you can see that sort of index almost of all the spells that are in here, and your eyes zoom in on one, and it's nothing like what you expected it was going to be, because what you thought you were looking for was something to merge two things back together, and that's not in here. Not exactly.
Oh no.
Instead, what you discover is a sort of variation on that theme. It's a way to merge two places to create a permanent rift opening. That's what this spell does. It will not merge these two places gently. It will destroy both places, in fact. But it will create a permanent rift opening.
Why? Why would another me want to do that?
Maybe another you doesn't know that's what it does.
Another you is not a magical, is not a huge magic user like they
it's
are.
True. Another me could be getting played by Jadis.
You know, this
the
is the only way this works.
Is Jadis again?
Oh, I think there's more to it than that, but I don't like it any less.
At the very least, that's what this spell does.
Yeah, this spell in Jadis' spell book, yeah. We don't know if that's exactly the spell they're doing, but it probably
or some
is.
Variation upon it, or something.
Especially with the context of my vision. Like, my vision specifically saw a giant rift opening in the sky and the realities coming together on either side of it, so... Yeah, so that does seem to at least, like, seem like the same spell, you know?
Yeah.
There's enough links there to seem like that's exactly what they're doing.
But that's what you see. That's how this specific spell works. This is a spell that is... And by the way, it is written, this is a theoretical spell. This is not something that's ever been done before. I should point that out. You guys don't know of any permanent rift openings anywhere. This is something that Jadis figured out how to do and has not ever been able to actually do before.
I assume it takes intense
amounts of energy.
Rift magic to pull off.
It takes vast amounts of rift energy, and it takes literally an alternate universe for you to be able to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need the other side of another world to be able to create that sort of stable connection.
Does it destroy both entire realities, or does it destroy, like, a location in both realities?
Destroys a location in both realities.
Okay. Interesting.
Maybe they modified the spell somehow.
Or they were told that the spell has been modified, you know? Like, maybe they're believing that Jadis wouldn't actually kill herself. Or Jadis doesn't think she would kill herself, you know, doing this, and we don't know all the details, but there's a lot that it could be.
Now here's the second half of the spell. or the second half of this move, you can replicate it or reverse it yourself with a big magic ritual. The way to stop this happening is to stop the pull locations. It's something mentioned in the spell. There will be locations around that will pull these two places together. And if there's not enough people on both sides that are from the same world, that's what they're trying to do. That you know that already. They've been trying to pull people from both sides.
They're essentially trying to equalize out how many people from the other reality are on their side and our side so that it kind of snaps the two together, like with the ritual going on at the same time. But
yeah,
that's like a, I guess for lack of a better word, is that like a component of the spell, is you have to have people in place on each side? Okay.
So all you need to do to defeat this is to get rid of all the people on one side,
all
bring them back.
All you need
to do. Yeah, I know. I'm saying this like it's so
all
easy.
All you need to do.
Or you need to destroy the locations that the spell is tethered to.
So it might be possible for me to find these tether locations?
I mean, now that you know the spell, I would...
It might be possible. You have no idea how to find them, but, you know, someone might know.
Okay.
Anyways, you finished that up, and since you and Miguel are the only ones in the room, I think you kind of close the book and turn around and you see Miguel just staring at you intensely.
What about Oliver?
Oh yeah, I guess Oliver will probably still be there. He's standing next to Miguel, also looking worried. And as soon as you like drop down and step out of this circle, Oliver will run over to you and just hold your hand. I think he knows what's going on, but he's just like, it freaks him out.
Yeah. I'm freaked out too.
Did you learn anything?
I think so. I don't know. The spell I found isn't like... I mean, it's kind of like what they're describing. Parts of it are like what we found out, but it's not to merge realities or anything like that. It's to create a permanent rift opening.
And I think Miguel wheels over and frowns at you, and he says, just explain what you learned to me.
Yeah, and Sammy will explain everything.
Yeah, and you do that, and he finishes up, and he kind of sits back in his chair and kind of rubs his chin, and he says, there's no way it's just that. Like, they must be... Or he kind of looks up at you, Sammy, and he kind of squints at you, and he says, I bet they're doing the same thing that you did. You're trying to learn how to change things, how to make your own spells. I bet they're doing the same thing. He kind of points at you accusatorily.
Yeah. I think they had to have tried to change it. This can't be what they're planning unless Jadis is playing like a long con.
I mean, we heard, or you all heard, Samantha, other you, complaining about how many people were dying during the fungus thing.
Yeah.
So she's not trying to kill everyone in town.
Well, no, they need to swap people.
I can't imagine any version of Bjorn just trying to kill people, so there has to be more to it than this. But who knows how in control of you Jadis is.
Yeah. In a place like that that's full of rift magic, where Jadis would be at her strongest, like when I was in the rift, she could control my body. She could control what I did. She made me stab myself.
And you see Miguel's face go, like, very white. And he kind of nods slowly and he says, I forgot about that.
Right. I mean, maybe Samantha has more control over here because there's not rift magic here. But over there?
Yeah. It could be a lot more on the other side. So I think we have to assume that this is what's going to happen. Whatever they did to change it, this will be the way it takes shape.
I don't know.
What a weird spell.
I mean, it wasn't really a spell. It was more like a theory of a spell.
Why would Jadis want to open a permanent... What does she want with that? Like, what is her aim?
To pull as many monsters through as she can? To feed off of all of that rift magic? I don't know.
That could be. Well, we don't need to know exactly why she wants it. So how do we fix it?
By fix it, you mean stop it?
Well, yeah.
There's tether points. They'll have placed them probably around town. If we can find them and destroy them, we could stop it.
Okay. And how do we do that?
I'm still working on that part.
Yeah. You say that, and I think you hear a deep clearing of the throat behind you.
I might be able to help out with that.
And you see Hank is awake.
Ooh, boy.
And we're going over to the
boys.
Oh, okay.
You guys are setting up to make an expedition, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I figured that we would either scope the place out in person on our side, just so we understand the layout, or do some kind of, like, hacking cameras or getting plans from City Hall somehow. But, I mean, preferably we wouldn't have to leave the fort, but I don't know if it's going to break that way, so... Because we saw things we're doing here before we actually leave.
Okay,
so.
Well, if you want to try to avoid leaving the fort, then this sounds like a job for Henry.
Yeah. Bjorn just kind of wants to help, like, get idea. Like, he wants to physically see what it looks like, so he would have to be there for it. But I think that would probably be our first go for it.
Wait, so you mean...
All right, so...
You mean look on our side to match with the other side? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yes, presumably whatever stadium, like, they wouldn't have built the stadium in the couple months, you know, with no resources, so. Actually, a question I had is, like, what stadium is there on Thornvale? Like, is this associated with the community college? Is this, like, a high school stadium? Like, when we say stadium, like, what are
Yeah,
what are
there's,
options?
Like, the only thing you can think of that would make sense for that is there's like a basketball stadium. It's not like a football stadium, but there's a basketball stadium that's enclosed.
Okay. And it's associated with?
With the community college.
Okay. It's more of a basketball arena, by the way, but.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called a stadium here.
Florida's weird.
Since Bjorn had the initial idea, does he, like, come to Henry and tell him that, or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't feel the need to, like, roleplay out me asking you to hack, but I think that's what Bjorn is going for.
So, yeah, Henry's gone through, made sure everything is set, and then he heard the part about the stadium. So, yeah, he's just gonna get onto the World Wide Web and see if he can pull up either a floor plan or maybe even a schematic, if he's lucky, for this stadium.
All right, yeah, I think this is gonna be... Do you think this is an investigate a mystery or more of a read a bad situation in terms of questions?
Well...
It feels more like a read a bad situation sort of thing.
It feels more like that because we're talking about the one on the other side, but you are investigating the mystery of this whole thing. But...
Well, I also think based on the information that we're trying to get, I think it makes sense that it's not really investigating a mystery.
Yeah. Okay. That's an 8 on read a bad situation.
You get one question.
Okay. What is the best way in this case? Assuming that the stadium on that side is, for most part, the same, and, you know, best way in as far as to avoid being seen, possibly, and, like, the general layout.
There are a couple of entrances. There is one in the back that attaches to the university via a sort of, like, a little tunnel type thing. That leads straight into the locker rooms. So that is one entrance. There is the main entrance where all the you know people usually come through. And then there are two entrances, two like emergency exits to either side of the remaining walls of this building.
I can roll for this if you want, but I don't think I would need to. Is if I'm able to print what I find, like this floor plan or whatever else, I would print two copies,
yeah.
One for me, one for Bjorn.
You can do that. You can also save it and send it to people.
That's also true, but physical copy.
So they can look at it on their phone because we're not Luddites here.
Another question I have is if Bjorn's looking at this, would I be allowed to roll too? Because he might notice different things than Henry would notice.
Yeah, he does all the things. He sends it to Bjorn, he prints it, he does whatever.
That's an 11.
Okay.
We need to remember because we always frickin' forget.
Acting on
that
the
if
answer.
We act on these answers, we get a +1, which means that presumably we'd get to use it whenever we're actually
in stadium
doing
recon things.
On the other side. Yeah. If it applies, yeah. Okay. So you've already like, you know, found the best way in. You've probably passed that on to Bjorn, like kind of pointing out the exits or the entrances, I should say. I think the main problem with this is going to be is like we're looking at the building itself, so we're not going to know the situation on the other side. So I don't know how much you can really give me for this, but are there any dangers we haven't noticed just about the layout of this building?
It's pretty defensible.
Okay.
Like, in terms of, it's an indoor building, you know.
It presumably doesn't have a lot of first story windows, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't really have, like, any windows out that you can see. It's a big, you know, concrete shell of a building.
Mm-hmm.
It can hold probably thousands of people, and there's four exits.
Okay.
So you really don't need that many people with a variety of firearms to stand there and stop a lot of people from escaping or anyone from getting in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the biggest problem with this place, is that it's very defensible.
Now, if they don't know that we can just teleport in, that's one thing. But they could also still be on the lookout on the inside for all we know.
But it's also a big open space on the inside.
Right. What's most vulnerable to me?
I don't really know how to answer this question. I think, like I said, like, kind of any of the doors would be pretty defensible. I think the most vulnerable thing is that you can probably get in there on your own.
Mm-hmm. If I can get into the one on our side, then I'd be inside the one on the other side.
Yeah. I mean, that would be one problem with it. The problem with that plan is, of course, to make it, you have to make a big, bright portal.
Are there any, like, spaces that would be out of sight? Like, are there any rooms below the stands, or, you know, are there any closets we see on these plans maybe that we could try to get into?
There's the sort of tunnel entrance to the lockers. Like, the locker rooms are probably going to be the least open places.
But that would still be defended in some way, though, wouldn't it? Like, the tunnel?
But there's no, like, closets that you see on
there's
there.
There's nothing, like, inside the arena itself at all that...
There's probably, like, a equipment closet
or a concession
inside.
Stand or, you know...
But nothing inside the arena itself.
Not even a concession stand.
Well, there's a concession stand, but it's, like, not open.
So I couldn't go into, like, a back room of the concession stand? A bathroom, yeah.
There's bathrooms. Yeah, that would probably be the easiest way to get in, would be into a bathroom, but you risk there being people in the bathroom.
Well, yeah, of course, but in that case, then, I don't think I need to ask the best way out, because presumably it's the best way in as well, and for us, we would just be teleporting out anyways, so I think my last question is going to be, I don't think I have great options. I think I've got everything that I really need at this point, but I'm still going to ask, what's the best way to protect the victims? So if I'm thinking hypothetically about potentially people in cages, I don't know where they're at, but I guess just with everything I am already kind of presuming about, like, the entrances being guarded and all that, what would be the best way to protect people? It'll be important on the other side, but I'm not sure how great that's going to be information-wise based off of building plans.
If you want to get these people out of here, you're going to have to take care of any guards you find.
You have to take care of any guards I find.
Because otherwise, even if you bring them to the bathroom one by one, the guards will notice when they all start disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but you'll have to pull people from the other side unless you want them all to die.
And if we're presuming that they're... Well, yeah, that too. But see, the thing is we would want to do recon first and then in the future, like, come back. But that is a good point that...
You can turn invisible.
We'd
just
essentially...
Go over
right.
Invisible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, we would presumably be surrounded if... For example, they have all the cages in the middle of the court, you know?
Yeah.
So, and we'd be in a big open space. So I think that's a good idea that we go over invisible to do our, you know, identification of the people who have been kidnapped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's it for me.
Alrighty, so you guys could do this this research. What else do you want to do?
I think Bjorn's just, like, looking over the plans after, like, Henry pulls them up and shows them to him and sends them off to everybody and even prints off a copy. And he just says, All right, I think this really just confirms what I was suspecting we should do next in relation to all this. I think we find a likely spot inside the stadium, go there on our side, open up a portal, and then, while invisible, go scout out who exactly has been kidnapped. Any thoughts on that? Any tweaks you would make?
As long as it's... keeping a fair distance as much as we can, because I'm assuming that a place like this, considering what they would be guarding, would be a bit hard to get into should we make our presence more known, which I'm not saying we do. I'm saying we look and we look carefully. That's it.
I don't think that there's anything we can do right now other than have the information of this person and this person and this person have been swapped out. You know, as long as we know that, then we can do something about it on our side and hopefully get our people back safely too. I mean, I've thought about it. Think about it this way. If we know who has been swapped, we could subdue those people on our side, depending on who they are, maybe one at a time, and drop that person off in the other world at the same time that somebody is taking the other person back. The only way I think we can do that cleanly is if we have, you know, the same exact teleportation magic that Samantha has been using. If we have, you know, a soul, you know, soul gem powered item, whatever that is, if we can get that working again, I think we could have one person, you know, with my axe or one of those things, open up a portal and throw somebody through at the same time that we're coordinating with somebody to jump right into a cage, pull somebody out, and bring them back to our side. It's definitely risky, but I think it's our best option to ensure we don't lose people while also getting rid of theirs.
I'm not there, but I was just going to comment. Do you know who we should look for over there? Sammy's dad. See if he got swapped and that's why he's suddenly sober.
It's so horrible that that's exactly what Sammy thinks, but it's also, it could very well be the case.
True. Yeah, it could.
Yeah, we're going to be looking for every single person that's been swapped, so we're going to learn regardless, you know? Like, we don't necessarily have to look for anybody in particular.
Although I think Henry is definitely, especially that point that he's thinking that the other tether could be River, he's definitely looking out for her. Not that she'd be kidnapped, but if she is in on this, she might be around, so...
So after you guys do this reconnaissance kind of stuff, do you go back and regroup?
Yeah, I think we definitely go try to fill everybody
in. I'd go and find Stanley, Miguel, everybody, really. And
let's go back into the oubliette, where Hank has just woken up. I think the others aren't going to be here for a couple more minutes. I think the research probably took a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of lying there on the bed, still chained up, but awake. He seems tired.
Okay. But does he seem like the empty man, or does he seem like Henry?
Hard to know.
Okay, I think Sammy will cautiously approach him and say, look, I want to trust you, but I don't think you can blame me for having some doubts.
Nope. I get it.
Is this, like, you, though? Like, how do you feel?
Define you.
Like, Henry, are you you?
I mean, as much as I can be, I guess. I can still feel it. Him, it, whatever.
But you're willing to help us find these tether points? I mean...
I know where one is, at least.
Okay. What did other me and Bjorn tell you this spell was supposed to do?
It's supposed to merge us back, just, you know, pull every soul from one side to the other, bring us all, let us all stay here.
That's not what the spell in the book said.
And he kind of looks confused for a moment, and he kind of frowns, and he says,
somehow I knew that, sort of.
What do you mean?
I mean, the other part of me was okay with whatever was going to happen.
So you knew, or the other part of you knew, this wasn't gonna work, and Jadis knows that it's not gonna do what it's supposed to do. What's Bjorn's excuse?
He thinks it's gonna work. He thinks that Miguel modified it enough. Miguel and Sammy.
Sammy just lets out a long breath.
But I didn't think so, I guess. I feel like that should be freaking me out a lot more, but he kind of shrugs.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You think it'll work. Other you.
Other me thinks this is gonna work out?
You know, the part of you that isn't controlled.
I don't know how much of that is left.
I don't either. But it's something, there's something there. I don't think she's a monster. I know you saw what she did to me. And I didn't even really understand what she did to me until you showed me. It's not just her, just like it's not just me.
And you can see kind of from there's like a pleading look in his eyes.
Mm-mm. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I mean, I understand what he's saying. Like, he doesn't want us to hurt, like, other Sammy. But this is all a lot. Like, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
I think maybe Sammy just kind of looks away from him for a second and then says, maybe we should wait for the others to get back. Talk about it more.
And a couple minutes later, the boys come back in.
And we see Hank awake.
Yeah, you see Hank awake. Did you let him up or is he still tied down?
I think Sammy would start freeing like his hands and legs and things like that so that he can move around.
Okay. Then when you guys come in, you see Hank kind of just sitting there on the edge of the bed, his feet kind of dangling off the edge.
Henry looks at Sammy. What happened?
Sammy explains everything that she learned with the book.
That's all you have to say. Okay. They know now. Got it.
Hank is kind of staring at Henry, looking uncomfortable.
He notices out of the corner of his eye and just does the slow head turn, looks and just goes, what are you looking at?
This is
you.
This is just really weird, man.
That is one thing we can agree on.
Guess this is his first time, like, actually...
Yeah, properly conversing in a non...
Being, like, cognizant. Because it was potentially the empty man the last time.
It never really occurred to me before. I don't know why. It's just really weird.
I mean, it's more like, you know, it's everything in the... It's what happens in the movies, right? Not in real life.
He kind of tilts his head back and forth and says, Yeah, this isn't normal.
And since she's explained everything, which would include him basically admitting to help us, he fixes him straight on and goes, you're serious. You want to actually help us stop this.
I mean, I don't want to kill a bunch of people.
And we don't either, now that we're learning more about what's actually going on.
Glad to hear it, I guess.
Quick aside, did Hank actually tell Sammy what the other location was, or did he just say he knows a location, but they didn't get to that?
No, just that he knows one.
Okay. Bjorn's just going to say, so what's this location that's one of the tethers for the spell?
Well, the one I know is the high school.
Okay. Like a specific part of the high school or the high school at large?
It's the, like, the fancy one.
Well, I know I'm saying, like, is it literally the entire school, or is there a certain spot that this ritual would have to be performed from for that, like, node, so to speak?
I think they're gonna do it in the, like, the basketball court or something.
Okay.
Another basketball court. I've connected the dots.
Yeah, it's all the basketball courts.
Basketball courts everywhere.
Oh, because you know what? There was a narratively important one. There is the one where Bjornwolf almost ate
somebody.
There
was the one with the little hawk.
Yeah.
In the rec center.
Yeah.
I've connected two dots.
That's four.
You know,
that's
that
already
gift?
Four,
you know, that
separate
gift?
Basketball courts that we've. So is that going to be the thing at the end here? This entire spell revolves around basketball for some reason.
Basketball is the BBEG.
are we going to turn into, like, Space Jam or something?
Jadis is secretly a fan. That's why. She put them all in basketball courts because she's secretly a fan.
Hey, there's an AU idea. Jadis the basketball fan.
Boy.
Thornvale Space Jam.
It's like all the villains against all the heroes on a team.
Thorn Space Veil
who's,
Jam.
Who's Michael Jordan? That's my question. Who do they bring in to be
Michael
like
Jordan?
Well, it's my orc right
he's
now.
Just in it.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's just in
that's
it. Is a good idea. I was about to say it's like it's my arc, so I'm Michael Jordan. But
you are Bjorn is not Michael Jordan. He wishes.
It's
he wishes
arc,
he was Michael
so
Jordan.
I'm like,
because Michael Jordan is by the numbers cooler
I
than Bjorn.
Put on a T-shirt.
I don't think so. I don't think he's got the cool stat that I have.
Ooh.
Let's get back to the scene.
No, we're in the scene.
We needed to
fun.
Relieve some tension, okay?
Yeah. But in all seriousness, though, after Hank passes on that it's at the school in the basketball court, he just says, so Sammy said that we have to destroy the location. What exactly does that mean? Do you know, Sammy? Like, this
not
is just
the location, just the tether.
Okay, so maybe if there's like a magic circle that's drawn there on their side, we have to go destroy it. Or maybe even our side. I mean, who knows? But
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what do these tethers even look like? Is it a circle or is it something else?
And do you have any leads on where the other ones are? Who knows where they are?
Well, it's more like runes, like kind of drawn on all the walls.
Is that on your side or could it be on our side?
I think it's supposed to be on both.
Okay.
I mean, hey, that's one thing we could at least try to disrupt from our side. Another thing would be the basketball court on our side. If there's runes on that one, we can at least knock that out.
Yeah,
that's something. I think they may have already activated the spell. Like, it takes a bit to, like, warm up, kind of. There's, like, a last part of it that they're going to do in a few days. But I think at this point you're going to have to, like, get rid of all of the tethers if you want to stop this thing from happening. At all.
Do you at least know how many there are?
There's four. I only know where one of them was. I think Bjorn knows where one is. Sammy knows where one is, and Miguel knows where the other one is. And Bjorn didn't want us all to know just in case any of us got caught.
Operational security, yeah, makes sense.
Sure. Good to know, G.I. Joe.
Bjorn rolls his eyes. Now I have to deal with two of these little shits.
You hear...
This is unacceptable.
I think Henry just sort of glances at Hank, kind of raises an eyebrow, like, internally. Okay, maybe he's not so bad. If he
winks at you.
My views on Hank keep changing so rapidly. They keep going from one extreme to the other.
I've just solidly not liked him, but there's...
I hated him, I loved him. I hated him, I loved him. I hated him, I loved him.
I just have distaste for him for different reasons.
And when we're explaining this and everything, I'm assuming Stanley is here as well?
Yeah, if you guys went and got it,
Manly.
I mean, I
Manly and Stanley can be.
I mean,
there,
I would. I would think that if we're going over all this, we'd have everybody in.
Manly is starting to look a little rough. Hmm. Like he's moving a little slower than he was when he got here.
Oh, because he's been over here for so long.
Maybe we
take him along
take
with
him
us
on the away mission.
Take him along with us.
Yeah,
protect him.
Turn him invisible and give him some of that his side juice.
All right. So, what do you guys want to do now?
I knew that would get somebody.
If we're ready, I think Henry looks at Hank very seriously and says, look, I want to believe you, but gonna have to let someone watch you in the meantime. Yeah?
Who are you referring to?
He was talking about Hank, because he wants to believe everything is cool, but he is of the opinion that they're not gonna just be like, oh, we're just gonna leave him in the fort now without any sort of guard or anything else.
So you said, we're still going to watch you. And he just kind of shrugs and he says,
I mean, I'm still basically a monster, so I get it.
And I think he looks at Manly and sees he's not looking so great. And he says, hey, think you'd want to come along with us? We're thinking if we can get some eyes into this stadium, we might be able to figure some things out.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
So you guys want to try to go over there and do some recon?
Yeah, I think we want to try to gain access. I won't say break in. I'll say we will gain access to the basketball arena at the community college, find a good spot to transfer over, and then
Does Sammy want to attempt the magic regarding the soul gems in case she could figure out how before we do that or not?
Figure out what?
Or has Miguel and all of his research finally made a breakthrough?
Miguel has not been researching.
The whole instantaneous teleport, right? Let's say a terrible scenario happens and we try to get back and it doesn't work and we alert guards and we're in huge trouble, but we don't know how to get back.
I just didn't know what you were referring to as soul magic. Like, yeah, I can try to look for teleportation stuff, but...
Yeah, sorry, I meant the teleportation thing, not necessarily the,
Do you mean trying to power the Elisonator device that we have?
The instantaneous
thing?
Teleport thingy.
Yeah, if we think we have time, if someone wants to suggest that to Sammy, she can try. I don't know how this, like, viewing this book is, like, affecting her, like, how many times she can use it. Like, I don't know if it's draining her magic or anything. I don't think it is.
Well, it's up to,
but...
I guess it would be up to Susanna
well,
if we've
so
got time
far,
to do this or not.
You've technically rolled two full successes, so.
Yeah.
Hard to tell.
Okay.
Hasn't been bothering you so far.
Okay. Then, yeah, if you suggest it, Sammy would go look for it.
I mean, Henry and Bjorn directly talked about how it would be nice to have that for at least the back end. So I think that probably came up, you know, if Henry was thinking of it.
All right, Sammy.
Okay. I clicked and I didn't do anything. Oh, there it is. 13.
Whoa, boy.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, Sammy. You know exactly how this works. I think the thing you know, you know how the soul magic works. Now, it is not a pleasant, like, thing. Like, how it works at all. Like, it literally requires sacrificing a human being and binding their soul to a gem.
That's great. That's...
Like, that's how that version of it works. But, with the 13, you understand how the spell works and you can reverse or replicate it yourself with a big magic ritual. And you know now, you think you can connect that one good gem you have to that device and get it working.
Just straight up plug and play, basically.
Yeah.
You mean the Elisonator's soul?
Yeah. The only problem, Sammy, is you know that that is going to be, like, bound to the device for all of time. And with that moral dilemma, I think we're going to leave it there.
No!
No!